Today, Washington said farewell to Michigan's iconic congressman. A second funeral mass was held in D.C. for John Dingell. He was eulogized by Congressmen Fred Upton and John Lewis and by President Bill Clinton.
John Dingell was a stand-up guy. He got up, he suited up, he played the game straight ahead. He was an old-fashioned man who did things in an old-fashioned way that we should adapt for new times.
Detroit News business columnist Daniel Howes writes that Dingell's death last week means the auto industry finally lost the best friend in Washington it probably ever had. Daniel, why do you say that?
Well, John Dingell represented this district for 60 years, represented the auto industry in Washington for 60 years. He knew the industry inside and out. He often got accused of being too much in bed with the automakers and with the United Auto Workers, to which I think he would say, not in bed, but certainly representing their interests. And he says in his memoir about how he had an advantage over his critics in the environmental movement, both in Congress and in all the NGOs around it, and that is that he understood the auto industry a heck of a lot better than they did. And I think that's true. And I think what we've seen over the last 10 years, particularly when you think back on the bailouts and the bankruptcies, is how much of official Washington really just doesn't have a clue about how this industry operates, how many people it employs, what kind of impact it has on the communities and on the economy, both in the industrial Midwest and around the country.
And actually, not just this last crop, but we can say in talking with John Dingell, going back to, for example, the Chrysler loan guarantees in the early 1980s.
Yeah. Absolutely. No question about it. And he was there through it all. I think a lot of us have taken that for granted. You know, it's interesting, John was hated probably most by the left wing of his own party. And as I said in my column about him after he died, is that he died a Democrat, but his party left him. He didn't leave it. It was a party that was more loyal to campus elites and the tech money crowd on the coast than it was to the industrial unions in the industrial Midwest.
In fact, you note that John Dingell died last week on the very same day the Green New Deal was unveiled in Washington.
When I sat back and thought about that first, I said, that couldn't be. And I went and checked, and I was like, sure enough. I mean, he loved to thunder about what he called the damn enviros, is what he called them. And he would have been thundering about that as well. Making predictions about what they're going to be able to do with the auto industry and all sorts of other things. And at the end, he was a very practical guy. And I think he understood how all of this fit together.
Although certainly there are many who feel very strongly the environment suffered because of those pro-auto business policies that Dingell fought for, and it is the only environment we've got.
Well, that's true, but I think at the end of the day, there was a lot of policymaking, and our air is a lot cleaner because of some of the things that he was involved in. He was involved in the Clean Air Act. He was involved in a lot of fundamental issues that improved the quality of life of many Americans, Medicare, the Affordable Care Act. And the truth is that John pushed the automakers at times. He pushed them when it came to certain kinds of fuel economy regulations and rules. He told them at times when they needed to belly up and what political reality was and how things were shifting. And certainly, if you look at the early Obama years coming out of the bankruptcies, that administration, when the car companies were effectively on their knees or just getting off of their knees, installed some pretty tough fuel economy rules and emissions rules that the Trump administration talked about rolling back, and the car companies said, we don't really want to roll back. We want you to stick with the Obama rules because we're trying to rebuild our business on the coasts, and they're very sensitive to these issues we're talking about. And if General Motors and Ford and FCA are seen to be lobbying for relaxation of fuel economy and emissions rules, that doesn't help their business case.
Hmm. Well, as Daniel Howes said, and John Dingell, automakers losing their best friend in Washington. Daniel, thanks so much.
Thank you.